Among the many bitter legal battles about to have their day in federal court is one involving a lunchbox staple, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But not just any peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This court case involves the patent for a sealed, crustless sandwich, which can be stored for long periods of time without a central filling leaking outwardly. In a word, Uncrustables. That's the brand name that the J.M. Smucker Company gave to the frozen creation. The company already has the patent rights for the item and is trying to expand that patent still further. Tomorrow, Smucker's will present its case to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, and among those paying close attention will be Sarah Schaefer Munoz, who covers food issues for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit more about Uncrustables. What makes them so noteworthy?
Well, this is a sandwich that was originally invented by two men in North Dakota, fathers, I believe, who, in the course of preparing their children lunch, thought, you know, it might be a good idea to start selling peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with no crust, as kids prefer them.
As most parents would know.
Yes, as most parents would know. And these guys eventually started a company mass producing these sealed, crustless sandwiches for Midwestern schools. They were bought by Smucker in 1998, and in 1999, the men and Smucker obtained a patent on the sealed crustless sandwich.
And what is so distinctive about this sandwich and the way it's sealed that would warrant giving them a patent?
Smucker would argue that its sandwich is distinctive because the process by which they make the sandwich is unique, because the two slices of bread are sealed, but they remain separate along the periphery of the sandwich, unlike pastries such as pies, where the pie crust is smashed together.
Now, I guess there's another issue here which has to do with the layering of what's inside the sandwich, and what's revolutionary here is peanut butter, jelly, peanut butter. So in other words, the jelly wouldn't ooze out into the bread. Is that right?
Wouldn't ooze out, and also keeps the bread from getting soggy. And Smucker argues that the structure of the sandwich is also unique. However, an examiner at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office found actually that this process has existed in the past. And as proof, they cited a back-to-school how-to article in the Wichita Eagle from 1994 that told parents that spreading jelly between two layers of peanut butter was a good way to keep PB&Js from getting soggy.
Now, fascinating as all of these issues about bread and peanut butter and jelly are, is there some broader issue behind this fight that we should be paying attention to?
Sure. Well, this case has certainly drawn ire from critics of the U.S. patent system, who say that patents on common things, such as crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, actually stifle innovation. They deter inventors who are afraid they're going to have to spend large sums of money defending their products, and also, inventors who do have to litigate over patent infringement end up, you know, passing those costs along to the consumers.
Sarah, have you tried the Uncrustables?
I cannot say that I have tried the Uncrustables, but next time I'm in the supermarket, I may have to pick up a box.
Okay, Sarah Schaefer Munoz, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.